October 8th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The exclusiveness of Christ. Come unto me, Matthew 11:28. Is it not humiliating to be told that we must come to Jesus? Think of the things we will not come to Jesus Christ about. If you want to know how real you are, test yourself by these words. Come unto me. In every degree in which you are not real, you will dispute rather than come. You will quibble rather than come. You will go through sorrow rather than come. You will do anything rather than come, the last lap of unutterable foolishness, just as I am. As long as you have the tiniest bit of spiritual impertinence, it will always reveal itself in the fact that you are expecting God to tell you to do a big thing, and all he is telling you to do is to come. Come unto me. When you hear those words, you will know that something must happen in you before you can come. The Holy Spirit will show you what you have to do. Anything at all that will put the axe at the root of the thing which is preventing you from getting through. You will never get further until you are willing to do that one thing. The Holy Spirit will locate the one impregnable thing in you, but he cannot budge it unless you are willing to let him. How often have you come to God with your requests and gone away with the feeling, oh well, I have done it this time, and yet you go away with nothing, whilst all the time God has stood with outstretched hands, not only to take you, but for you to take him. Think of the invincible, unconquerable, unwearying patience of Jesus. Come unto me. That's the end of Oswald's text. The essence of salvation is coming to God. The only means by which we can get access to God is to come to Jesus, because Jesus paid the price for our sin and became the only access to God, and said that those who receive Jesus receive the Father as well. Yet, some of the most difficult things in the lives of Christians are the constant humiliation of coming unto Jesus, even when those, especially when those around, look at what we're doing as something absurd or nearly bordering on the insane. Coming to Jesus, and coming to Jesus in spirit and in truth, essentially brings me to the place where I am willing to be completely and utterly humiliated, doing what I know the Spirit of God is telling me, even when it is contrary to the thoughts of everyone around me, including my Christian brothers and sisters. Obedience to the Spirit is essential. Without the obedience, there is no coming. Coming to Jesus.